Welcome to the Call to Worship, a little different format for this online call to worship. I'm going to share from the scripture, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. This is the prophecy that Jesus fulfilled when he came. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to mourn all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, for the planting of the Lord to display His glory. Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, and together the prayer of confession.
God of miracles, how can it be that some were afraid of the world's disapproval in the face of your healing? When you give light to us who walk in darkness, will we slink back into the shadows? I believe, Lord, strengthen me in my witness. Amen.
And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and setteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father. Amen.